episode 2733, where dreams come true.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy ABT, I hope you're ready for a party. It's a brand new day. It's the 4th of July here, a celebration in the United States of America of our freedom and our independence. And today, I want you to celebrate your independence. Your dreams can be a reality. So why not make it happen where dreams come true? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What is your creative vision for your life? Dreams are the heartbeat that gives you courage for today and paints your hope for tomorrow. Extend your reach where dreams come true. You know, you've heard of the saying, reach for the stars, right? Life comes at us so fast that we forget to reach for the stars. We fill our day with mundane activities and responsibilities just to keep afloat. Now, sometimes that works. The balance of making money and raising a family and living the dream all seems to coincide together. It works together cohesively. But when you get out of balance, when the stars are not aligned in your favor, whatever you want to call it, it feels like the world is closing in on you. Nothing gets done, and the to-do list, well, it grows. You don't want to confine your dream to the reality of what could have, would have, or should have been. You were created for more, my friend. Here in the United States of America, like I mentioned at the very top of this, we are celebrating our freedoms and independence for what many men and women fought for years and never saw it happen. They never saw their hard work, their dreams come true, but now we can celebrate them and also honor them by finding and living out where our dreams come true. And you could see that for yourself. But you have to be willing to stir your heart today and every day. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stir your heart today. Eleanor Roosevelt said this, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of your dreams." Do you believe? Do you believe that your dreams really can come true? Or is it more of you say they can come true? It's easy to say, "Oh, yeah, I believe that. I got it, Christiane. I know my dreams can come true." But if you were to be honest with yourself and with me, you'd be saying, "Yeah, I'm really lying. I don't believe it. I say it, but I actually don't believe it." Well, today, come on, it's fireworks, right? That's how here in the United States of America, we celebrate our freedom, our independence is with fireworks. We end the day with that. So if you want fireworks every day, you have to be willing to do what it takes and make sacrifices. You have to decide to take chances when given an opportunity. Stir your heart today. STIR, number one S. Savor what matters. You get to decide what your non-negotiables are. This means you create your now every day. So savor what matters by choosing to do what you think is impossible, but what your heart knows otherwise. Sometimes we say things and our mind is that way where it's like, "Oh yeah, I get it." But then our heart is like, "Yeah, I really want to believe it and I do believe it." But the mind overrides the heart. You got to connect it all together. And it's hard. It's challenging. It's called life. It's called maturing. It's called wisdom. And so part of your wisdom journey is to savor what matters. To know what you need to know now. To capture what you need to focus on now so you can move forward with your one step. Whatever that is for you. S, savor what matters. Number two, T, trim off the extra. I love this one because I need to do that most of the time in my life. What can you give up to focus on the dream you're going after? And I want you to think about that. Maybe you're just kind of flooding your day and filling it with stuff that honestly doesn't matter. There is no flow to your day. It's like, well, I just keep putting out fires, whether it's for the kids, whether it's my email, whether it's for work, whether it's for the church, the community. It's like fireworks all the time. I say it's a party every day because literally it is, but sometimes if I could just slow down for a minute and trim off the extra, take that deep breath, breathe in what matters. You know, sometimes we're talking about a party, right? We eat everything at the party and we want it all. But what needs to be eaten is what is special at the party, not something you can have every day, right? If you can have hamburgers every day, but at the party you got bratwurst, well, why not go for the bratwurst? I mean, come on, if you're not having those every single day, it's not something that you enjoy every day or even once or two times a year, then enjoy that instead of loading up on the hamburgers. Enjoy the bratwurst. Trim off the extra to make room for what matters. You got savor what matters, trim off the extra. And finally, number three, oh, not finally yet. We're getting there. We can't leave one letter hanging. Number three, I, ignite now. Why wait? You've lived with excuses long enough. Come on. You've talked yourself out of things so often. Go after what you desire. Take a paintbrush to your canvas and paint your next step. Envision it. We talk about what life you want to create for yourself, that creative vision. What is it? Well, paint it. Paint your next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. These are your miles that you are gathering as you walk every single day. Ignite now. And finally, number four, R, remember daily. It's easy to get trampled by life. I mean, can I just say that that's what seems to happen every single time we wake up? We've got kids and dogs and cats. We've got spouses. Okay, we've got husbands too. They fall in the spouse category, but sometimes we just need to call it out like it is, don't we, gals? Yes, we do. But you see, we can sit there and live with what we know within our comfort zone. We can allow life to trample us. We can get buried by all the crap that comes our way. But remember those fireworks? Remember what you're going after? Busyness and chaos, oh yeah, they can take over. They can rule your day. So you must wake up and live your day to remember your dreams. Where are your fireworks every day? Now that doesn't mean, if you want to be an author, that doesn't mean you're going to write the whole book every single day. You may not be able to, but guess what? Maybe you'll have a thought or two. Even if it's 10 minutes to focus on that, do you know how inspiring that is to your heart to focus on just that 10 minutes? And don't tell me it's all about the kids. I know, been there, done that. I've used that excuse over and over and over and over again. Where has that gotten me? Where I still am? I don't want you to stay stuck. I don't want you to stay buried under the CRAP that you have accepted in your life. It's time to get up and stir your heart. Be like Scooby Wright or Tajana Maria. Now let me tell you about their stories. It'll be very interesting. If you're a football fan, which you know I love football, the USFL, they just had their championship last night. You had the Birmingham Stallions facing the Philadelphia Stars. It was an incredible game if you love football, all the way to the very, very end with just seconds left on the clock. It was incredible. But you see, there was something magnificent that happened with Scooby Wright. Let me tell you a little backstory on him. He was like, you know what? I played football, but I don't know. I'm just not making it. So I'm going to go out to be a firefighter. That's where I'm headed. And well, no, that's not really working for me. So I'm going to go to MMA. I'm going to go fight. But then he decided, USFL came along. I want to play what I love. And he came back to the game he loves most, football. And you know what he did last night? He intercepted the ball and took it all the way down for a touchdown. A defensive end. How incredible. Here, he was living kind of, well, I'm going to make do as this. I'm going to kind of do this because my interest is here, but my love is football. And he went after it and he changed the game. It was incredible. Do you want to be a Scooby Wright? Or maybe it's Tatjana Maria. Maybe you enjoy tennis. Well, yes, tennis happened yesterday too. If you didn't know, Wimbledon is playing. It is awesome. We're through the first week. And it was interesting because a little backstory on her. She's a beautiful German tennis player, 34 years old with two children. And guess what she did yesterday? She beat a seeded player to advance to the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. I mean, can it get any better than that? Where dreams come true. You can be a Scooby. You can be a Tatjana. What is it for you? What do you want to live out in your life? What has God laid upon your heart? That's why we got to stir our heart. Sometimes we just get up. Have you ever noticed what happens to your heart? Yeah, you're like, what do you mean? Yeah, because you don't pay attention to your heart. Your heart just beats all the time, doesn't it? It's pretty incredible. You don't have to sit there and say, beat, 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 beat. You don't have to manage it. It's pretty incredible that's what keeps us going every single day. Yet, when it comes to our dreams, our heart's beating with no problem, but we have to connect it. We have to connect all the dots, the heart to the mind, to the body, to the spirit, to the dream, to therefore take aim. So what can you do today to impact your dream tomorrow? What is it? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to have your own company? Do you want to go back to work in the corporate world? Life is a little bit different. Maybe you want to go back to school. You want to get your doctorate degree. Maybe you want to learn something different and open up an area that's all new to you, but you're like, gosh, I'm kind of been playing with this idea and I love it. It energizes me. What energizes you? It's that next step. It's not everything has to be done tomorrow, but you have to start today. You have to be willing to have those fireworks every single day. Remember, it's a party every day. Why not celebrate it where dreams come true? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.